From Jessamine Stanley, April calendar, light the fire, let it grow. There's something about April that feels undeniable. In March, we planted seeds, not out in the world within ourselves. We used the energy of the equinox to imagine a future that doesn't look like anything we've lived before. And we started where we always have to start, with how we show up for ourselves. Not perfectly, not consistently in the way productivity culture defines it, but in a way that is grounding, nurturing, and real. That's the work, and April is where we take it further. This month is about lighting the fire and watching those seeds grow. There is so much Aries energy moving through April, more than most of us have ever experienced at once. It's giving lighter fluid. It's giving spark. Here's the full calendar so you can see how to move through the month. If you want something you can save, click, and come back to all month. Download the clickable April calendar PDF. Open the calendar in your browser. These are the same classes, just in a format you can actually use day to day. Every class on this calendar is here to support you in that process, whether you're just starting or you've been doing this for years. We're learning how to trust our own timing, build something that lasts, nurture what we've already started. If you don't know where to start, follow the rhythm of the month. April 1, full moon in Libra, the moon tarot yoga, right arrow, reflect, release, and reconnect to balance. April 2, morning grounding mo. Our name, commute meditation, right arrow, take your practice with you. Wherever you're going, April 5, start where you are, meditation 101, right arrow, soft, simple entry into stillness. April 9, last quarter moon in Capricorn, nightcap, bedtime routine, right arrow, wind down, restore, and let the day go. April 12, new class, whole nothing, with Alina Brower, right arrow, a practice and release and spaciousness. April 13, come back to your body, hips, thighs, and spine, slow flow, right arrow, a fan favorite for a reason. April 17, new moon in Aries, star, the star, tarot yoga, right arrow, your light is still here even when you can't see it. April 19, Taurus season B, edgens, the sun, tarot yoga, right arrow, ground your energy and root into what's real. April 23, first quarter moon in Leo, quick heads to warm up, right arrow, play, practice, and tap into your inner showstopper. April 26, new class, morning yoga flow, right arrow, move with music from Beautiful Chorus, right arrow, listen to their album High Frequency Love Music here. April 27, Taurus embodiment, the Empress, tarot yoga, right arrow, step into your softness, your power, your presence. You don't need to follow this perfectly. It's giving go now, figure it out later. And then, right in the middle of all that heat, Taurus season comes in and says, okay, but can you stay? Can you tend it? Can you let it grow slowly? That's what we're practicing this month. We're not trying to become someone else. You can pick one class a week, follow the moon moments, or just come back to this whenever you need support. If it helps, keep the calendar somewhere visible. Download the PDF again, open it on your phone, let it be something you return to, not something you keep up with. This isn't about doing everything. It's about choosing something and staying with it. Lighting the fire and not abandoning it when it asks you to be patient. You don't need a new version of yourself. You just need to keep showing up for the one that's already here. Take a moment today and ask yourself, what am I ready to nurture, not rush? Write it down. Move your body with it. Come back to it again tomorrow. That's how we grow.